SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, a US-Turkish woman killed in the West Bank after Israeli forces open fire. An earthquake strikes New South Wales' Hunter region. And in tennis, Jannik Sinner becomes the first Italian man in history to reach the US Open singles final. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadi. Palestinian and Turkish officials say Israeli troops fatally shot a Turkish-American woman who had been taking part in a protest in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. 26-year-old Aizenur Eshki Egi died in the West Bank town of Beita during a protest against Israeli settlement expansion. Israel's military said its troops had fired towards a male instigator who posed a threat by hurling rocks at soldiers and says it is investigating reports a foreign national was killed from the shots they fired. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, says the U.S. is deeply disturbed by the death of Ms. Aigi and will be seeking answers.
I just want to extend my deepest condolences, the deepest condolences of the United States government, to the family of Aizenur Eshki Egi. The most important thing to do is to gather the facts, and that's exactly what we're in the process of doing. Any actions that we take are driven by the facts. So first things first, let's find out exactly what happened, and we will draw the necessary conclusions and consequences from that.
Earlier, Israeli troops withdrew from the West Bank city of Jenin after a 10-day operation it says was targeting suspected militants. The Israel Defense Force says it's killed 14 Hamas militants, including the head of Hamas operations in Jenin, Wissam Qasim, during that operation. The Palestinian Health Ministry says at least 36 Palestinians were killed during the offensive, including 21 people in Jenin. An earthquake has left more than 2,500 homes without power in New South Wales' Hunter region, following similar shocks in recent weeks. The 4.5 magnitude earthquake struck at a depth of about 5 kilometers near Muswell Brook just before 6 a.m. this morning, according to the Seismology Research Center. Nearly 2,750 homes were still without power at 8 a.m., but Ausgrid said it had restored power to around 1,000 customers. The event comes weeks after a 5.0 earthquake shook the town of Denman in the Upper Hunter region on the 23rd of August, the biggest in the area for 50 years, which was followed by a 4.5 quake at Muswell Brook the following day. Senior seismologist at Geoscience Australia, Trevor Allen, says in the last 48 hours there have been 6 or 7 small events recorded in the region, adding the occurrence of these earthquakes decay with time. Pope Francis's historic 12-day tour of the Asia-Pacific continues with a 3-day visit to Papua New Guinea. Tens of thousands of Catholics have traveled across the country from isolated provinces to Port Moresby to attend Sunday Mass held at a 35,000-seat stadium venue, with the surrounding area expected to be packed. The 87-year-old pontiff, originally from Buenos Aires, is on a 12-day tour of Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Timor-Leste, and Singapore, which is in part aimed at inspiring global action on climate change. Francis is the second pope to visit Papua New Guinea after St. John Paul II in 1984. The Archbishop of Port Moresby, Cardinal John Ribat, says he's grateful that the pope, despite his health challenges, has made the trip to PNG.
To see the crowd that is gathering here is really a moment of joy.
Yes, yes.
A moment of joy, a moment of seeing unity.
Okay.
And a moment of seeing that we had to build, we had to be united, working together for our nation.
In tennis, Jannik Sinner has become the first Italian man in history to reach the U.S. Open singles final. He defeated Jack Draper 7-5, 7-6, 6-2. Sinner says it was a tough match, particularly after getting a wrist injury from falling mid-match.
I'm quite relaxed because
because if it's something bad, you feel it. No, I'm straight away a bit more. So, yeah, let's see how it is. Trying to find my game, trying to find our rhythm, trying to find confidence throughout the days. We practice very hard in the days in between. You know, trying to prepare. I'm happy to be in the final here. It's a special tournament.
Draper says he felt fine beforehand, but the pressure did build during the match.
It's a big occasion for me. You know, I definitely felt a bit more excited today. You know, a few more nerves around, and you know, I'm definitely someone who's, I think, quite an anxious human being. So I think, you know, when you add all that together, sometimes I do feel a bit nausea on court, and I do feel a little bit sick when it gets tough. So, yeah, I didn't have any problems before the match, but it obviously just built up.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.